Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, November 13th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, documentary filmmaker Lisa Roden Boyd set out to capture the voices of female prisoners in a deeper way than what is shown on television.
To bring voice, true voice, not lock up, not Orange is the New Black, but honest, true voices of women who are really fighting to be better people.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin talks with Boyd about The Voice Within, her film about the Prison Performing Arts Program. It's part of the St. Louis International Film Festival. First, the news. Members of a board that could reorganize government in St. Louis and St. Louis County are optimistic they can change the region. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on that panel's initial session.
The Board of Freeholders met Tuesday at St. Louis City Hall. That board could ultimately recommend consolidating city and county services or submit to voters a plan to somehow combine St. Louis and St. Louis County governments. One of the members, Joseph Blanner, says he's optimistic his colleagues can present something that city and county residents will accept.
It would seem to me that it was a waste of time and effort if there wasn't a possibility. So my hope is that something will be produced that the voters will deem beneficial for the region.
Only 10 of the 19 possible members of the board attended Tuesday's meeting, since nominees from St. Louis have not been approved yet. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
This week's cold weather has prompted some services for the homeless in St. Louis to start earlier than previous years. Several volunteer emergency shelters have already opened. The volunteer group St. Louis Winter Outreach provides several services. It usually does not start working until December. Organizer Deborah Shapiro says that means her group needs volunteers and supplies now.
This cold snap caught us with cots and storage in buildings separate from where our shelters are, with no linens where they're needed, with volunteers not fully recruited or trained.
The city of St. Louis this winter has also committed additional funding to nonprofits that support the homeless. Construction of the new Veterans Home in Quincy is moving forward. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced the state is seeking a request for proposals for work on the $230 million new home. Pritzker approved construction of that new veterans home after an investigation by Chicago public radio station WBEZ. It showed the state mismanaged repeated deadly Legionnaires' disease outbreaks in Quincy. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt has been named National League Manager of the Year. He's the third Cardinals manager to win this award, the others, Tony La Russa and Whitey Herzog. Schilt accepted the honor yesterday on the Major League Baseball Network.
This is really a players' award, quite honestly. Players and staff, our players are the ones that win awards. You know, it's my job's not to win an individual award. My job's to us to win team awards and then help players win their individual awards for their families and for their careers to get the most out of their God-given abilities.
Schilt is the first manager to win the award who did not play baseball at the Major League level. Members of the Baseball Writers Association of America vote on Manager of the Year. St. Louis Public Radio is providing live coverage of today's impeachment inquiry hearings in Washington. They are expected to last most of the day. Also, our regular schedule will be streamed online at stlpublicradio.org. Incarcerated people can often feel forgotten by the world outside. A documentary at the St. Louis International Film Festival on Saturday amplifies the voices of women at the prison in Vandalia, Missouri. The Voice Within follows them as they work with playwright Stacy Lentz on a play based on their experiences. It's part of the St. Louis-based program Prison Performing Arts. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked director Lisa Roden Boyd why she made the film.
My goal in the film was to bring a humanity into incarceration. Not to focus so much on the play itself, which is based on the women's lives, but to focus on the women and their transformation through prison performing arts and having to pull back their own layers and their their emotions to connect with a character in a play, they have to identify with themselves and come face to face with their choices.
And something we see in the film is one of the first exercises they had with Stacy, the playwright, was she said, write down the one thing I really need to know about you, and then read it out loud to the whole group. So they immediately had to be very emotionally vulnerable and honest from the first hour of this process.
Mine says, don't judge me by my mugshot. Well, that was your first introduction.
Don't take your freedom for granted, and don't take life for granted.
I'm discovering who I am while I'm in prison, and I've grown to love the person I'm becoming.
Mine says that we are real human people, not monsters, with a past, a present, and a future, like everyone else. And I think you've already got that just from coming in here 10 minutes with us.
I would say that's true.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the crimes that were committed with the women I interviewed happened when they were kids, when they were 16, 17 years old, and now they're in their 40s.
Some of these women had been abused themselves and then ended up responding with violence.
I mean, LaWanda Jackson, who's the star in this film.
She's serving a life sentence.
Yeah, for first-degree murder, which was a situation where she was severely bullied.
One time he loaded a gun. He said, what would happen? He just wanted to see me cry. What would happen if I just fired this right now? What would you do? What am I supposed to do? You have a gun in my face. I was not in the mind frame to, like, take life by the horns. I was more in the mind frame of, when will I get shot today? Maybe that's a possibility. Who cares?
And you take a look at the world today with bullying issues and abused women and relationships. You can identify, you can understand.
So when you went back and saw the play actually on its feet and the women performing it, tell me about what that experience was like for you.
I was just like in awe. I was just so excited to see LaWanda stand up there and just own that stage.
So they told me don't be too offensive, but they also said to be honest. Call me stupid, but seems to me that those things cancel each other out. I mean, I can tell you how people does it around here. They just go ahead and be honest, and then they add on no offense at the end.
At the end of the film, when they're cleaning up, putting the chairs away, go back inside, the door closes, it was like, oh my gosh, they're gone. It was my family, and the door closed, and now they're gone. And it's done.
And I think part of your project here is bearing witness to women who can very easily be forgotten by people on the outside.
You're absolutely right. And that's why I did this, to honor and to bring voice, true voice, not lock up, not Orange is the New Black, but honest, true voices of women who are really fighting to be better people.
That was Lisa Roden-Boyd speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin about her film, The Voice Within. Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. If you have a comment about the podcast, email feedback@stlpublicradio.org. We'd love to hear from you. I'm on Twitter, @WayneRadio. My name is Wayne Pratt. And from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.